That's about all you could really call it, though. Just those two terms. I can't think of anything else. Right. Then you walk onto the screen porch, which we have a patio out there near it. Patio, or a little concrete hard thing. It's nothing great to it, you know. Then you have the screen porch. They have a barbecue pit built into the screen porch. Then you go into the dining room, which would actually be a breakfast room also. And the kitchen, of course, is right across the counter from the dining room. It's all a built-in double thing. And from your right side of the dining room, you go into the den, which has a smoke. I mean, has a fireplace. Also has a smoky odor to it, frankly, because that's why my parents do a lot of smoking. Then you go into the living room. And that just about does that side of the house. The other side, going out from the kitchen, would go back the main hallway, or walkway, whatever you want to call it. It's really a hallway. Halfway down it, you have an attic. As a matter of fact, just as you leave the kitchen, go into the hallway, off to the right side, you have a laundromat, heater room, we also called it. Yeah, we also called it a heater room because they had a hot water heater inside of it, of course. And laundry pantry, whatever you want to call it. I don't give a shit what the name is. Go down the hallway underneath the attic, and then you have my bedroom. Then you have a four bedrooms adjoining it. In clockwise fashion, it'd be my bedroom, my mother and father's bedroom, my youngest older sister's bedroom, then my oldest sister's bedroom, and then there's some bathrooms interspersed in between.
Mm-hmm. You said there were
two bathrooms, four bedrooms.
You mentioned the attic. Have you ever heard anybody call that anything besides that?
I really can't think of any other word except attic. That's all we ever called our storage space. That'd be about it, really, just an attic.
Well, let me ask you this. What about, you know, the part of a barn where the hay is kept?
That's called a loft.
Yeah, have you ever heard anybody call the attic that?
Not offhand. However, in New York, a loft is a very common term.
For attic,
and also for living space, also. But down here, you have very few lofts, except in your barns, and there it's called that because that's what the culture calls it.
Roughly, how would you say the ceilings are?
About as tall as these are, maybe about, I'd say 10 feet tall, 8 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet, probably 10 feet.
Okay. What about doing the same thing for this house, you know, scrapping it down like different rooms?
Okay. Structure. Well, then you walk in, let's say you walk into the kitchen. I always come in the kitchen door. I wonder if that's a tradition in the South. You don't come in your front door, you come in the back door. Maybe that's why there are more back door lovers down here. You walk in the back door, you come in this shiny, spotless white kitchen. God forbid. And then you come into the dining room, which this moment is a junk storage area. You come into the living room, which is another junk storage area. And you have a hall with three bedrooms, supposedly bedrooms, one of which is being used as a bedroom now, one which is a craft room, and one which is a book room. That's a burp. And then you have a bathroom in the back.
And you'd say structurally this would be a
wood frame house. Totally wood, very little brick. I'll be goddamn my fire's done.
Yes, what else would you like to know?
Have you ever heard anybody call their living room by any other name?
Like Oscar or George or something like that?
Not exactly.
Oh, my wit is just so horrible today. Oh, shit, this damn lock handy.
What are you burning in there? Correct.
Catch on fire, you little turd. This thing's just bad, man. I'm like shit over
there. Is that pecan you're burning?